This is Donnie Jackson, editor of IWC's Urgent Communications, and today I'm speaking with Reg Jones of Samsung. Reg, thanks for taking the time to speak with us today.
Donnie, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Well, so for people that may not be familiar with you, tell us a little bit about your role in Samsung.
Absolutely. So I work across our public sector, really looking at how Samsung can bring dedicated technology to serve first responders. First responders across law enforcement, emergency medical services, and fire. And what that means from the Samsung portfolio, looking at what most people know us as across our smartphones and tablets and smartwatches, and more broadly, how those devices are connecting to dedicated public safety networks in this country.
Okay. And so you mentioned some of the portfolio there. Where do you see Samsung being in this critical communications arena? What role do you see Samsung playing?
Samsung has got a really exciting role in this in this arena, Donnie, which is that we see all of our first responders today as natives to using smartphones. In fact, I think it would actually be hard to find a first responder who does not actually have a cell phone, whether that's a phone that is their own phone or one that is issued by their agency. And the beauty of the use of the smartphone is that it has become so pervasive that there are high expectations around the way to use the smartphone, as well as a native understanding of using the smartphone. So when I look at this space, I see an opportunity for those first responders to use that technology that's a part of their daily personal life and how they can use that to more effectively serve the communities in which they're all actively engaged. And we look at smartphones just as the beginning of that platform. The smart device environment spans from the phone to the tablet to the smartwatch and eventually, of course, a wider array of sensors. And these in devices are powerful points for both data analysis and data collection, as well as that to communication back and forth between people who are in scene, as well as people back in a central command. And we really do view this as a holistic ecosystem such that these devices operate harmoniously and that they are conveying data which is relevant and necessary to do the jobs for the first responders for their jobs, and then back providing that input to their either 911 dispatch or to their central command.
And I know you guys are working literally around the world. Can you talk about some of the different places where people might find Samsung in public safety initiatives?
Samsung is a global company. Our corporate headquarters is based in South Korea. And in fact, actually, South Korea was the first market where we began serving first responders. The government of South Korea launched a safety net, and safety net was the first dedicated public safety network based on LTE and LTE standards. And Samsung has been providing an end-to-end ecosystem for the Korean first responders. We then broadened. We actually have been working in the United Kingdom with the Home Office to provide unique handsets for their first responders on the emergency services network. And then there are, I would say, up to 40 countries worldwide which are in the process of evaluating what their connectivity will be in the future and how they can drive these smart devices to become a key part of that critical ecosystem.
Are you surprised at the take rate that this is happening across the world? I mean, just in general, that so many countries so quickly are adopting this technology?
I think we have reached a tipping point with this technology in that there is now a level of trust and confidence in the smart devices that we all use day in and day out for our normal activities. And then as as public safety and more broadly the public sector has begun to rely on these devices to convey information, whether at the very beginning that was simply email and contacts and things like that, to now even computer-aided dispatch across some of the largest providers in the world is sending out real-time alerts to smart devices. So the adoption is really at this pivotal point, which is that the I think there's mass adoption from the end user point of view on smartphones and smartwatches and tablets. And now our ecosystem is actually catching up with it. So we're beginning to see the advancement very rapidly within the last year, almost 2 years, for things such as computer-aided dispatch, record management systems, and then really looking, I think, at this next stage of novel application with e-citation and e-ticketing, the ability to document scenes, create evidence, all through using the native tools on your smart device.
Okay. And are you going to be touching on some of these subjects during Wednesday's keynote address at the Critical LTE Communications Forum on Wednesday morning?
Absolutely. Yeah, so Wednesday is going to be a lot of fun, I think, because Wednesday is going to be an opportunity for me to share thoughts on how we think this evolving ecosystem can be adopted really easily by today's first responders in such a way that it's leveraging the critical communication that the agency desires and yet delivering what the end user expects from our smart technology. And again, remember, at the very beginning we said this, it's all about having that convenience and that user experience that you already rely on. So we'll talk about that. I'll bring up specific examples with our smartwatches. We've got some fantastic innovation that's been happening with computer-aided dispatch with smartwatches. I'll talk about smartphones and how these newer applications are using the smartphone really as that end device providing both analysis and action in this, I would call it the IoT of the edge or the mission's edge. So we'll get to see that view. And then we'll talk about how these devices can actually be managed and deployed in a way that is respectful of the time and resources of the agency and yet keeps a keen eye on security and manageability that's required from such government entities as CGIS. So we'll have a lot of good view into the use cases. We'll talk about some of our partners in the space, and we'll do a little look ahead so we can see what we think is coming down the line as we see more and more adoption of these smart devices.
Well, it's an exciting time, and I'm certainly looking forward to listening to hear what you have to say on Wednesday morning. Reg, thanks so much for speaking with us today.
Great. Thanks, Donnie. I appreciate the invitation and look forward to the next conversation.